learning about the work of the Soils and Forage Analysis Lab in Marshfield. We're visiting today with Director Robert Florence, University of Wisconsin-Madison and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Robert, give us a little idea of what a forage and soils analysis lab is.
Well, the basic concept is that we test soils for homeowners, farmers, to get an idea of their nutrient status, so it gives you an idea if you need to apply fertilizer. The forage analysis allows for dairies to understand the quality of their forage and understand how to make rations.
Robert, give us an idea of the volume and scale of the kind of testing you do here at the lab.
About on average, we do about 10,000 soil and 10,000 forage samples per year. And then we also do manure samples, but to a lesser extent compared to those. So I'd say probably about 3,000 manure samples.
Robert, what kinds of information do people get when they have one of these samples done?
Well, from the soils aspect, the basic package tells you your soil pH, your phosphorus, and potassium. And what that tells you is either how much lime to add to the soil to adjust your pH, or how much fertilizer to add or not add if you don't need to add any. For the forage, it tells a farmer the quality and digestibility of the forage, so they can get an idea of how available that forage will be to the cows, and then they'll be able to adjust their rations for the different, like the protein content or the fiber and digestibility.
And why are these kinds of things important to the landowners and dairy producers?
These are important because it provides a tool for them to use to better make management decisions. So in the case of the soil testing, it provides them a tool to make decisions based on fertilizer, which could either save them money if they find out they don't need to apply any, and it could also save the environment from the phosphorus fertilizer application. And from the forage aspect, again, it's just a tool for farmers or dairies that are feeding cows, an idea to better manage the forages they are feeding, so they get an idea of the appropriate rations that they should feed.
Robert, can you give us a sense of what the future may hold? What do you see 5 or 10 years down the road?
Probably down the road, there's be more emphasis on grid sampling for variable rate applications in a field and getting an idea of the variability within your field. There's becoming more of a presence of plant analysis and using plant analysis as a tool to see what the plant is actually seeing from the soil.
Robert, tell us a little bit about yourself. What attracted you to this kind of work?
The chemistry and also the application of the chemistry. It's really melded the two together, where you use chemistry to get an idea of the nutrients in the soil and then being able to take that knowledge and apply it in a very immediate impact that also has a benefit of either saving one money or improving one yield or also being a good steward of the environment. So it's a kind of a good meld for me as far as the chemistry and the applied application of it.
We've been visiting with Robert Florence, Director, Soils and Forage Analysis Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.